This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In today's podcast, I'm going to explain the extent to which the government was weaponized under Obama and Hillary Clinton to destroy or attempt to destroy President Trump and even candidate Trump, because this is astonishing. Here's what we now know, and I'm not going to source all this because this is a podcast and I can't put links, clickable links in audio, obviously, but you can go to newstarget.com or naturalnews.com or trump.news, and you can find the sources for all this. So here it is. Okay, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, and she created a deep state group within the State Department. She used this group to secretly talk to British spies, you know, the British government spy network, whom the State Department has lots of cooperation with normally, by the way. It's called Five Eyes, you know, there are five nations that share intelligence. But the British spies back-channeled spying information on President Trump and all of his associates that they could get their hands on. This back-channeled information was given to the State Department. Now, this was illegal because if you spy on someone, especially an American citizen, first of all, you have to have a FISA warrant and you have to do it through the proper channels so there's documentation. Hillary Clinton bypassed this, conspiring with Obama, of course, and conspiring with the FBI, James Comey and others, of course, to gather illegal intelligence on Donald Trump's associates. At the same time, the Clinton campaign was paying a former British spy named Steele to fabricate fake evidence against Trump, which became the Trump dossier. The Trump dossier was then used by the FBI, knowingly, by James Comey and others, Loretta Lynch and so on, to achieve a FISA warrant that would grant the government a cover story for spying on Trump and Trump associates at the Trump Tower. This was all happening before the election. This was all a criminal conspiracy being put together by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and others. Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper. You just go down the list. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. Just go down the list. It's a who's who of treasonous traitors, many of whom may be facing criminal indictment, by the way. We'll get to that. This weaponization of the government was created in order to destroy a political candidate. You see, Hillary Clinton ran the State Department at the same time that she was a candidate, even though officially she wasn't still there, her people had been installed and put in place. And you notice, like a week ago, Hillary said, "Oh, don't fire the senior officials in the State Department because they know how to deal with international conflicts and issues." She's trying to protect her little mini deep state gang that's in the State Department that she put there and that she has been remotely controlling or running. Hillary Clinton is the mafia boss. She's the one of the top operatives along with Barack Obama. And so she exploited her power to turn the State Department into a weapon system to target an American citizen named Donald Trump using a vast array of illegal, non-intelligence, totally fictional documents that her campaign paid for in part, combined with illegal leaks from James Comey himself. He decided to engage in criminal espionage by leaking classified documents through his colleagues and friends to the press in order to get Robert Mueller selected as a special prosecutor. Robert Mueller's job was then to utterly destroy Trump and his associates by using the weaponized government as a weapon system to conduct armed raids, SWAT raids of Trump associates at 3 a.m. Look what happened to Manafort. Look what happened to Cohen. Subjected to intense raids, weaponized government. You're talking, you know, jackbooted thugs at your door for political reasons. This is all a political scheme. This is a political weaponization of the government to get Donald Trump, to make sure he couldn't win, and then if he did win, to overthrow the results of a Democratic election. This is a coup. This is a deep state coup attempt being waged for 2 years now, over 2 years, against Donald Trump, who was a duly elected president, or is the duly elected president. Now, I said all that to tell you this. Nobody on the left has a problem with any of that that I just explained. None of them think that that's bad. None of them see this abuse of power as being a problem. And you know why? Because leftists are authoritarians. Leftists believe in abusing government power to rule over others and to incriminate innocent people by using the weaponization of government departments to illegally spy on them, to fabricate false evidence against them, to have fake charges leveled against them, and to throw them in prison for entirely fabricated false reasons. The left loves all of those tactics. This describes the mindset of leftists. They love it. They believe in using the power of government to destroy political enemies by any means necessary. This is the point of this podcast. You gotta understand, while Republicans tend to play by the rules, and they want to present themselves as upstanding rule followers, you know, look at Jeff Sessions. I recuse myself from any matter, blah, blah, blah. Democrats would never recuse themselves. Democrats never play by the rules. Democrats never follow the law. They violate the law. They abuse government. They weaponize every system that they control, whether it's just your local DMV. Or did you see that video recently of that, was it a New Jersey Port Authority commissioner woman who showed up at a traffic stop to try to get her daughter out of a traffic stop, and she started berating this police officer that had conducted a legal stop, and she was just using her power, throwing her power around, oh, we got a problem with you, officer, unless you do this and that, and she goes off on him with profanity. She got fired, by the way, but she was a Hillary Clinton co-conspirator of sorts. She was on a panel with Hillary Clinton. She's a Democrat. And she just demonstrated for the whole world to see exactly how Democrats abuse their power. This is what they do. Repeatedly, Democrats believe in acquiring power precisely so that they can weaponize it and use it to destroy their political enemies or just commit corruption, make money by abusing their power. How did Nancy Pelosi get so rich? How did Harry Reid get so rich? You want to talk about a guy that should be behind bars. Reid, so you start looking into his confiscation of land in Nevada and the mining deals, Uranium One mining. You talk about treason. That guy, I can't even begin to scratch the surface of the crimes that guy's been waging against his own country. It's unreal. But you look at why these people are so wealthy, especially Democrats. You know, how did Chuck Schumer become so wealthy? Huh? You know, I mean, it's because it's corruption. This is what these people do. They get in power, and then they abuse their power, and they abuse government to destroy their political enemies. You got to understand, they don't have any, they don't operate off any system of morals or ethics or law. Nothing constrains their behavior in their quest for power. And this is why you can never give them power. You can never, ever in your life vote for any Democrat, ever. At every election, vote against the Democrats because of what I've just laid out here. They abuse power. It's systemic. It's the Bible. It's the tactics of the left. They gain power to abuse it. They seek power in order to weaponize it. They have no respect for representative government, as is evident by the fact that they want to overthrow the results of this election, which they did not like. They don't respect democracy. They don't respect the Republic of the United States of America. They don't respect any system that they don't control. And then when they're in control, they violate every rule and every law and every ethic imaginable. Because, again, they are tyrants, and tyrants systematically abuse power, and they wield it like a weapon over others. That is what Democrats do, and that's the way they think because it's who they are. They are authoritarians on the inside, just screaming to get out, grab power, and use it as a weapon to bludgeon people that they don't agree with. So vote against Democrats at every election. And watch my new show, Counterthink. It's at counterthink.com. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Read the website, trump.news. And, of course, join my new upcoming YouTube alternative called Real Video. It's at real.video. You can sign up there for a channel, and it launches July 4th, and you can speak freely just like I have done here. Thank you for your support. A lot more yet to come. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.